Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year. Happy everything. A toast to the new year. A salute you none. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine by the click of a button, listeners can be hearing my voice and your voice in any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool and PR tool? All of the shows are archived. By clicking on the link, you could forward any of the shows to your email database and invite them to forward the show to their email database, and voila, you have traversed the world by the click of a button. So today, a new year, 2015. If you're determined to make one resolution this year, let it be, yes, I will be kind to myself in 2015 by beginning with a new year. A new approach to taking care of my health by taking steps toward a longer, healthier life. Oh, darlings, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many people, and it's all because of their choices. Choices, choices, choices. But I'll get on to that a little bit later in the show. I did want to talk with you about what's been happening locally, nationally, and internationally. Oh, it is freezing! Brr! It is -1 right now. Well, thank goodness the wind isn't blowing. Because once the wind kicks in, oh, honey, you don't stand a chance. And yesterday, when the Silver Fox and I went out to exercise, I didn't realize how cold it was. And I was going to wear my Mongolian lamb jacket. And the Silver Fox looked at me and he said, oh, I really think you're over-exaggerating. It's not that cold. And, you know, wearing it to the gym. And I thought, oh, well, maybe he has a point. I want you to know I froze. I had on my regular jacket. We were not dressed for the wind, the cold, and then we had some chores to do. Ja ledva čekam. In Croatian, that means I could hardly wait to get home. I didn't think my toes or my fingertips were ever going to thaw out. And it isn't just our area. I think nationally, we're being challenged. Oh, Mother Nature isn't very happy with us, Mother Earth. So tell me, get your pen and pad out. What is the first thing you're going to do? You're going to write down circa 2015. Yes, I will be kind to myself in 2015, because if you're kind to yourself, it's like a domino effect. People pick up on it. They pick up on your energy, your smile, and they want to know why you're so happy. I don't know if I'm amazed or what. I guess I never thought about the weather. I have so many people say to me, oh, Kathy, oh, look, it's going to do. You know what? You can't do anything about it. And when I was on the world stage of fashion, haute couture, I was under contract. I had to show up no matter what. It never occurred to me that the weather would stop me. But I do remember one incident. Lived in the suburbs of Chicago, and oh, we had an incredible snowstorm. And I was scheduled to do a modeling gig. Oh, geez, I can't even remember where it was. But I had to take the train to the mall and have to take the train back to where I lived out in the Dalton area and then get home. Now, we got my mother out there, Ma Pa, and she babysat, and I went to the garage, and I couldn't even get the garage door open. And I thought, oh, my goodness, it was a Lillian showcase, a trunk show for Lillian at Madigan's. But it was in a northwest suburb that I had to take a train. And I thought, oh, geez, what am I going to do? I can't go back into the house because my mother will be hysterical if she caught on to what I was going to do. So I just walked out. I went to the corner, and I hitched a ride to the train station. And when the car stopped, I said, look, here's the deal. I'll give you a few bucks. I've got a modeling gig that I have to get to. I've got to get to the train station. I can't miss that train. Would you get me to the train depot? And he did. Suitcase in hand, I remember taking the stairs two steps at a time and got there just as the train was pulling in. I finished my gig for Lily Ann at Madigan's, and I got back to the train depot, again begging a ride, got on the train. Now I'm back where I started from. From the train depot, it was not walking distance. I couldn't do it. So I walked down the stairs, crossed the street, and hitched a ride home. Times were gentler then. It didn't even occur to me that I could be placing myself in jeopardy. I made a commitment. And you know what? If your word isn't any good, neither is your signature. And I just wasn't going to let the weather stop me. So I got home, and the Silver Fox noticed that the car wasn't out of the garage. We were driving two cars at that time. And I said, I don't think you'll want to know. I had a gig, I got there, and I made arrangements to get to the train depot. I didn't tell him that I hitchhiked. Would I do it today? Nah, I don't think so. I'd call a cab. But we were out in the boondocks, and the snow was really piled high. So I've never had the luxury of being able to look out the window and saying, oh, it's really, I'll just take another cat stretch, and I'll just stay home. And we're getting it all over the country. And then, let's go to what's happening with the Boston trial. Let me see if I can. And then I want to talk to you about the two skiers that were killed in an avalanche. 19 and 20 years old. How sad. How sad. So when you're thinking about 2015, remember, darlings, life is not a dress rehearsal. Mm-mm. And it all boils down to your choices. So let's go to Boston. You know, I'm an exercise evangelist, and I'm an advocate on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports America. You're it, get fit. Did you know that obesity-related illnesses are costing us over $90 billion a year? And a sidebar, I read where, I don't know, allegedly they want to make obesity a disease. Now, I can't comment on that because I'm not informed. I don't know. So if any of you have any take on it, give me a call at 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. We didn't run marathons, but we ran 5Ks. And for years, we ran the Boulder. It was a 10K race up in the mountains, which boiled down to about 6 miles. 50,000 of us converged there on Memorial Day. So, I get the paper this morning, and this is from the Chicago Sun-Times, January 6th. Jury pool gets long look at Boston Marathon suspect. You know, I'm a little convoluted here. He said he isn't guilty. Huh. He's pleading not guilty. Is it me? Let me just tell you about a case that I heard of. I don't know, it's out of state. A guy used a hatchet to decapitate his wife. And he's pleading not guilty. How? How could you possibly plead not guilty when the proof is there? Now, this is interesting. You know, what's going on? What's going on in their brain? What makes people so evil? They're satanical. Boston. Some of the prospective jurors who could decide, I don't know how to pronounce his name, let's just say DT's fate, got their first look Monday at the young man accused of bombing the Boston Marathon. And they seemed transfixed by the sight of this shaggy-haired 21-year-old. Why do they hate Americans so much? You don't have to hate us. You could come here, learn our ways, go back to the country from whence you came, and make it a better country. Make it a better world. Make it a better new year. DT, for his part, rose to his feet and nodded slightly and awkwardly, as he was introduced to the first group of about 200 citizens. You see, I could not be on the jury. Life imprisonment or death, whatever you want. He took the lives of young, innocent people. Now, I don't know. What do you think? Is life imprisoned tantamount to a death sentence? Wouldn't it be like having a death sentence every day, every day, every day, reliving what you did? At some point, do they get an awareness that what they've done is satanical? So began what could be weeks of jury selection in the nation's most closely watched terror trial since the Oklahoma City bombing 20 years ago. Oh, security was tight with dozens of police officers stationed inside and outside the federal courthouse along with bomb-sniffing dogs. Now, if he is sentenced to life in prison, is he put in with the general population? Or is he going to live a life of isolation so he has 24 hours, 7 days a week, to think about what he and his brother did? And what about the parents? What are they thinking? You see, we could relate to the issues that young people have growing up, dancing hormones and so on and so forth. But we mustn't be enablers. They have to learn their lessons. Otherwise, they get to do it over and over again. I'm sure that the parents are heartbroken. I don't know, in their heart of hearts, did they ever dream this would happen? The potential jurors seemed riveted by D.T. and U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr.'s explanation of the gravity of what they will be asked to do if they are picked. They must decide not only whether the former college student is guilty or innocent, but also what his punishment will be if he is convicted, life in prison or execution. You see, these people that were killed, they didn't know. Hey, DT, you have 24 hours, 7 days a week to think about what it would be like for you to take your last breath. The judge told the potential jurors not to think of the trial as an annoying burden, but as a needed service and an important duty of citizenship. I cannot be on that jury. I want him imprisoned. I want him to suffer the same death that these poor victims suffered at his hands and his satanical mind. DT is accused of planning and carrying out the twin pressure cooker bombings that killed three people and wounded more than 260 near the finish line of the race on April 15th, 2013. O'Toole briefly outlined the 30 charges against him, which include using a weapon of mass destruction. He is also accused of killing an MIT police officer as he and his brother, now dead, made their getaway. And this 21-year-old was flanked by his attorney, sat at a table at the front of the room, wearing a dark sweater, khaki pants. He looked down much of the time and picked at his beard. What's your take on this? 2015. Let your voice be heard. What about the authentic you? What are you thinking? Oh, by the way, tomorrow, Wednesday, is supposed to be the coldest day of the year. And Rami is asking that the schools should close. Yes, if the little children aren't properly dressed, they could experience frostbite. Now, that was in Boston. Let me bring you back to what's happening locally. Chicago businessman Willie Nelson deposited $1 million of his own money into his bid for the mayor, for the mayorship. He is a 66-year-old philanthropist and businessman. He's prepared to launch 3 TV ads, according to his campaign. Quoted, he didn't mind going into his own pocket because he could. He's a self-made, successful businessman who emerged from poverty in Louisiana to own a McDonald's franchise and a medical supply company. Ah, America, the greatest nation in the world to live. Entrepreneurship, capitalistic, you could become your own millionaire. The self-funding marks the first contribution to the campaign since Wilson filed to challenge Rami, who has amassed a much healthier campaign account that has swelled upward to $10 million. I don't know. Mark Brown said, I expect Willie Wilson's story of a self-made black businessman to win him a share of admirers and voters. Candidates, of course, need to be judged on much more than how much money they have to spend, but there's no getting around the fact that those with money have a better chance of being judged. And then, did you read about Bess Meyerson? the first Jewish Miss America? 90. And then what happened? I read about it today, and then I was so sad because her life legacy was a tad tarnished. And until I find the article, I know it was in the paper, and you don't have to listen to me beating around the bush, but my condolences, so sorry. She seemed to have been a high-spirited, motivated personality. And to be the first Jewish Miss America. And I know it was here. And of course, as always, when I want something, I can't find it. And then, okay, let's go to international. It was on the news. Two U.S. skiers die in Austria avalanche. They were only 19 and 20. Two prospects from the U.S. ski team were killed in an avalanche Monday while skiing near their European training base in Austrian Alps. The team said Ronnie Burlak, 20, and Bryce Astle, 19, died in the incident near the glacier in the mountains, the venue for the annual season opening World Cup races. They were part of a group of six skiers who were descending from about 3,100 meters when they left the prepared slope and apparently set off the avalanche. The other four skiers skied out of the slide and escaped hurt. But officials in the region said an avalanche alert had been declared for the area after days of heavy snowfall and mild temperatures. Oh, they were young. And they had their entire life ahead of them. How sad. How sad. 2015, the year to revive the authentic you. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived. Guest call in is 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And if you want to talk with me up close and personal, you could call me at 847-882-8717. But please, not while I'm on the air. The show is on the air from 12 to 1 on Tuesdays. And tomorrow, 8 to 9 a.m. Friday, 6:30 to 7:30 a.m., I got you covered. And Thursday from 12 to 12:30, I will introduce the NATO summit. Notable authors together optimize. Have you ever wanted to publish a book? Do you have something to contribute to the world? Well, I know that Tom Puttrick did. He wrote The Second Coming. By the way, it's under the umbrella of a studio in Hollywood. But you could get it at Tate Publishing and Enterprises, LLC. Marvelous story. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? It's fiction. What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and future events foretold by many seers from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? There is only one man who knows the answer for his discovery of the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for a year. the second coming of Christ has happened. And I'll tell you what's so unique about Tom's writing. He gets his stories, the storyline, through lucid dreaming. He gets the storyline in his dreams, then he gets up and he writes the chapter. When you're on my website, www.kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net, be sure and click on all of the buttons and click on the video. It's an original performance. Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Who'da thunk it? The Bard and Soul Songs. James Brown and Shakespeare. And then click on performance. David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra. We're performing the Circle of Life. Simply ageless performers. Our bags are packed. Wouldn't you love to be part of the Kathy Watson Consortium? You know you can be. All you have to do is call me at 847-882-8717. And let's talk. Let's see what you have. Now, listen to me, darlings. You're going to hear me say this over and over and over again. When you write your book, you're 10% done. 90% is in the PR and the marketing. And what better way than to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? It's sponsor-driven, but I think of all of my sponsors as partners. Partners. And, you know, we walk alongside each other, not ahead, not behind, just hold hands, and we know that we're all in this together. Now, let me ask you, does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? Do you know that Blog Talk Radio is a powerful marketing tool, reaching out with frequency all over the world? Would you like to expand? Do you want people? You know, it's a learning curve for you. You're going to learn so much about you after you've been on the air with me. It's a 10-week commitment, and you get a half hour with me. It's your show. You're going to promote you your way under my direction. Now, all you do after it's done and it's been archived, I send you the link and you send it all over the world. But there's the one thing that you must do before you do that. You listen to yourself and ask yourself, was I convincing? Was I authentic? Would you jump up and contact you? After hearing yourself on the air, would you do that? It's all about you. How to sell yourself. And it's all happening on Live with Kathy. Come join my consortium. Now, I don't know, it may not be for you. If you're expecting the floodgates to open, honey, go and take your money and put it in. I don't care where you put it or how you invest it. But with me, you see, it's multidimensional. It's your voice. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your identity. Your signature. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Imagine, I'm holding a spell, audience spellbound, while I introduce you, your business, and products and services on Worldwide Blog Talk Radio. And of course, I work with you to prepare you for your radio debut, and it's so affordable. Call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the fastest, most effective, efficient, productive contractors in the world. To find out more about Impact, learn, log on www.impact-net.org. They work hand in glove with iron workers. Now, it's either the Domperion of the trades or college. It's your choice. But you see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to the iron workers and acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to be commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. You have to qualify. Now, to find out about Impact, you log on impact-net.org. It's a 4-year apprenticeship, and you're getting paid while you learn. But you have to register. You have to be accepted. You're an apprentice for 4 years, and then you become a journeyman. How sweet is that? And by the way, the CD is available, Iron Workers, What a Noble Profession, Fanfare to the Common Man by Aaron Copland. And then segueing into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the female swan. You'll love the comparison. Listen, they are millions of miles apart, millions and millions, but the similarities abound. There's so many similarities. Look at the artistry of all the buildings. Wouldn't be standing without the ironworkers. Ironworkers.org. Worked out yesterday. Man, it was awesome. Yeah, I'm an exercise evangelist. I work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District in 2009. They won the National Gold Medal Award for Excellence. And they have a 50-plus club. You know, if you're bored and lonely, you don't have to be. It's your choice. Rika is the director of the 50-plus consortium. She does a magnificent job. I really don't know how she does it. But check into your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Remember I said it's your choice. January, February, March, April. April is just around the corner. You know, in a blink of an eye, I can't believe that's January 6th already. Oh, by the way, did you have more month than money for December? We're going to talk about you being the CEO of your own business, a home-based business. But in the meantime, if you have a little query, if there's just something you need to know about money, You could email Greg McIntyre, our CPA, at ahtax@ameritech.net. And you know, looks do matter. I want you to go online and order the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I thought it was Ponce de Leon. I find out now it's Ponce de Leon. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the elixir, I share with you my secrets. Hey, I've got them. I've got them. All of you doctors, you all need to get in touch with me. You're going to learn something from me. Don't you think 7 decades kind of gives me an edge? No, I don't have an MD or a PhD. I've just been a visionary, futuristic thinking, and while everyone else was out traveling, doing whatever they wanted, I was at the library studying. And I do have a product that is awesome. It's to de-stress your face. You see, looking great is a sandwich effect inside and out. I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body. But what about my thinking? Do you know how to cancel a negative thought? Are you a toxic negative thinker, TNT? Don't you want to be with pep, power, energy, and positive attitude about the world around you? The world, by the way, you are creating. You would call in 347-637-3789. You want to beautify your skin? Do you want to treat your skin on the outside? Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And I have a product. It's under $50. 2 ounces plus shipping and handling. It is so powerful. It's all natural. It is so powerful, you apply it only 3 times a week. Get the book. Law, and it's nonfiction. And then when you scroll down, you'll see choices. Nonfiction. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Want to start your own business? Can you accept the challenge? I'm going to do a show. Let me see if I could find it without it. I found it this morning. Here it is. You are richer than you think. 10 ways to uncover secret wealth in your own life right now. Do you know that you have the power to increase your income, create greater wealth that will give you security and more prosperity than you ever thought of in your life by being the CEO of your own business? And, of course, you need to have a business plan, which most people don't understand. And then get the children involved. Yeah. Teach them the science and the beauty of money. You see, I can help. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. Let me help you. It shall be my pleasure. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And while I'm on creating your own business, be careful of the con and scam artists. I have a couple of PSAs, but I've got to make you aware of this right now because it's absolutely essential that you know about it. Hey, did you know I'm a millionaire? Yeah, I am a millionaire right now. It said so on an email to me dated Sunday, January 4th. And you want to know who it came from? Greetings to you. You have been gifted $1.5 million U.S. dollars donation fund. Contact us as this email at this email for your claim. Warren Buffett. I hope this information met you well, as I know you'll be curious. Darlings, it's a scam. Please be savvy enough. Don't buy into this. I hope this information met you well, as I know you'll be curious to know why, how I selected you to receive a cash sum of $1,500,000. Our information below is 100% legitimate. Please see the link. I was so tempted. But I knew it was a fraud. The punctuation. Isn't this interesting that they saw my profile on Microsoft email owners list and they picked me? Why? And when you use the small I instead of the capital I, Susan, my wife, and small I have decided to make sure this is put on the internet for the world to see. New sentence. My wife has cancer. Well, if she has cancer, then she died. Don't. They wanted my name, my full name, contact address, and my personal number so they could forward the payment information. I didn't. Now he said, thank you for accepting our offer. We are indeed grateful. You can Google my name for more information. God bless you. Mr. Warren Buffett, billionaire investor. Oh, please. If you don't even open it, just delete it immediately. Delete it. And you know what's so sad? It's pandemic. Con and scam artists, oh, they're pros at sweet talk. And they've already checked your background. And do you know that we're losing $3 billion a year to these scam artists? But the true figure is many times higher because it is a crime. Go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. Don't let that be you. Domestic abuse, verbal and emotional, it's a crime. Listen, the violence will not stop without help. In Illinois, for domestic abuse, the hotline is 877-863-6338. And the National Domestic Violence Hotline is 800-799-7233. PSAs have been brought to you by contributing authors and choices. Get the book by logging on authorhouse.com. It's nonfiction. You're going to read about Chuck Brasselton, my life's work from frostbitten toes to fingertips. Rhea Schmidt, who am I and where am I going? I just got to be me. Marilyn Pasella, mobile drug testing. She's a fashionista. She comes to you saving you time and money. And she works with IDOT. And her drug testing provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on Maryland's site, www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Make it a new year, a new you, a new beginning. And be sure and get the book choices. It's In Memory of Bonnie Rooks, Lee Puttrick, and Bev Gosset. And you'll read my story through the years. And you'll find out what your greatest power, freedom is. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And promise me, you know what I'm probably going to do right after the show? I'm going to Google him. You know, the curiosity is just overwhelming. But do not give out any information, any personal information at all. Do you hear me? Okay. Listening to Live with Kathy, a new year, tomorrow a new beginning, and Friday a new you. And but darling, just be sure and listen to Thursday, the NATO summit, my story. Okay, get your pen and pad out. Oh, did you wake up this morning and say good morning, God, instead of good God, it's morning? There are so many things. You are the creator of your life. No one is to blame. It's you. There's no blame. You're learning. Every time I have a setback, every time I do something that kind of backfires, I don't look at it as a setback. I go, gee, what do I need to learn from here? Okay, so here are five things you're going to do this month. It's a new you, a new year. Keep a note when starting new medications. And this is from the Harvard Health Letter. Oh, I'm so glad I subscribed. Is your medication affecting your thinking skills? Treatments for high blood pressure, allergies, and even incontinence may put you at risk for confusion. You know what? I'm going to have to check the Silver Fox. Statins? Do statins cause confusion and memory loss? Concern that statins, medications that lower cholesterol, can lead to fuzzy thinking and memory problems, have been around for years, but none have been proved. In a 2014 statement, the FDA noted that if such memory symptoms are present, they usually go away within a few weeks after stopping the drug. Now, Harvard's Dr. Christopher Cannon takes a firmer stance. I think the concern about statins is unfounded, and there are data to refute it. He's a cardiologist at Brigham and a women's hospital and professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. They said they had two clinical trials involving up to 25,000 participants with no evidence of an impact on memory or cognitive function. I don't know. Mich movidit. We'll see. Or take up Chai Chi. I'm telling you right now, the body and the brain don't age. We do because we've thrown in the towel. I don't care what your age is. Why can't you enjoy, why can't you be a fashionista? Why can't you be absolutely gorgeous, handsome, romantic, and vital in your life? The best exercise for balance, according to this article, is Tai Chi. You know, sidebar, I have to tell you this. Years ago, I did attempt to work out with Lushka, with yoga. I kept falling asleep. We have no idea. But I may try this. It's slow, deliberate movements improve your stability and protect against falls. Tai Chi is an ancient Chinese exercise that can help older adults improve their balance and lower their fall risk. And by reducing their risk of falls, seniors can lower their odds of suffering a debilitating fracture. In just 2 weeks, I've seen People improve their balance and stability and walk faster and farther. Okay, here's your move of the month, the one leg balance. Working many leg muscles at once with this exercise can help improve your balance. Stand holding on to a back chair or a counter. Balance on one leg and then the other for 30 seconds, working up to 1 minute on each side. As that becomes easy, use only one hand or just your fingertips for support, or hover your hands 2 inches above the chair back or counter. I do that all the time at the gym before I go onto the elliptical. Now, we talked about that. Boost your fiber intake. Snacks such as fruit, nuts, and seeds are an easy way to increase fiber in your diet. Now, try a pill-free way to fight incontinence. Kegel exercises, bladder training, weight loss, and exercise has been shown to help. Types, bladder training, weight loss, exercise. It all goes back, doesn't it, darlings? Exercise, exercise, exercise. Prevent dry skin with moisturizer. Look for creams containing natural fats called ceramides and use them after exposure to water. I have got my own private line of skincare products. Cleanser, collagen, vitamin E, and then my distressor. It doesn't take 20 products. It doesn't take hundreds of dollars. Get in touch with me. My products, no animal testing, all natural, no paraffin, no wax. I've been using them for years. Log on to my website, click onto my cover story, and I think, oh yes, How I Save Face is in the elixir. You've got to get the book. It's an ebook, 80 pages. So January's cold, dry air can be harsh on the skin. You know what else is good? The juice of a watermelon. Rinse your face, and it's in the rinsing. By the way, rinse, 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 rinse. You want to live to 100? What's the secret? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. We don't have too much time left, but you still can call in on 347-637-3789, and the show is archived. Log on about 10 or 15 minutes after. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on today's date, January 6th. Does the nose know your future health? Aging brings many changes to the body. This is a new year. This is new information. Reductions in muscle mass, bone density, sight, hearing, to name a few. A decrease in the sense of smell, also a part of aging, may not be something to which you give much attention, but should you? In the study, they found that being unable to identify scents was a strong predictor of health within 5 years among people ages 57 to 85. The study didn't prove that diminished smell scents caused death, but they suggested the smell loss was the canary in the coal mine, an early warning that something was wrong in the body. I don't have any problem with smell. If you have any issues, call your primary care doctor or ear, nose, and throat specialist. And my darlings, I could hear a pin drop in Malaysia. A healthy lifestyle can go a long way toward reducing stroke risks. And what do they talk about? Exercise, exercise, exercise. Walking or biking at least 40 minutes a day, along with exercise at least 1 hour. You know, I've already done this. I told you, the body and the brain don't age. We do. Do you want to live to be 100? And do you want to know what the first thing was? Exercise. And to preserve your memory. Yeah, are you going to be kind to yourself? Our life expectancy. Oh, come on, start taking care of yourself. It's not all heredity. Our life expectancy continues to inch upward. It's a happy trend, but we could be doing better. The U.S. has been slipping downward in longevity rankings compared with many other countries. How long are you likely to live? Will your golden years be blessed by healthy aging or marred by a host of illness? Hey, it ain't just genes you've inherited. It's your choices. The choices, actions you take today matter. The choices and actions you take today matter. Simple lifestyle choices have an enormous impact on your longevity and quality of life. Okay, here are your 10 steps to a longer life. Oh my, don't smoke, and if you did, don't start, and if you get, you better stop. I challenge my mind every day. Shakespeare, shall I compare thee to a summer's day? My mind is my treasure. Sonnet 22, my glass shall not persuade me, I am old, as long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in the time's furrows I behold, then look I death, my days should expiate. Maintain a healthy wealth. Wait. Build a strong social network. Friends are so important. So number one on, do you really want to have an optimal memory and living to 100? What's the secret? What is the secret? You're going to have to listen to tomorrow's show. Because I'm going to tell you again. How to live to be 100. Now, genes play a role. But that's not all. It all goes back to your diet, exercise routine. And regular exams for illnesses determine. It's your life. It's your choice. So here we go. Exercise, don't smoke. Drink alcohol, only in moderation. Keep learning. Cognitive reserve. Engage your brain. It's essential. Maintain a healthy diet. Get a good night's sleep. Be social. Manage stress. Protect your brain from impacts and toxins. Improving everyday memory. It's your choice. It is your life. You've probably heard of stories about people with extraordinary memories and wondered how they do it. You may also have heard the term mnemonics, which comes from a Greek goddess of memory and refers to the techniques of remembering information. Always think of a word that rhymes with the person's name so that you don't forget the name. Another is to come up with a sentence or phrase to help you remember something, such as, every good boy does fine for recalling, E, G, B, D, and F, and notes that fall on the lines of a treble clef musical staff. Other tricks? Preserving and boosting. Listen in tomorrow from 8 to 9. 2015, a new beginning. Until then, Au revoir.